Lots to cover today, much of which has to do with the coronavirus. But there is also some big political news today after last night's big Tuesday results, which gave Joe Biden a commanding lead in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. He won at least 4 out of the 6 states to hold presidential primaries yesterday, including Michigan, a state where Bernie Sanders had staked much of his campaign. We haven't heard from Bernie Sanders yet, but we are expecting to hear from him this afternoon. We're joined now by NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, you and I were watching this all unfold together during special coverage last night. What do you think drove Biden's surge yesterday?
Democratic voters drove Biden's surge. You know, in my experience, usually a candidate heaves a crappy campaign over the finish line by dint of their own talents and grit and perseverance. That is not what happened yesterday. You know, Democratic voters propelled Biden's surge, not because someone knocked on their door and asked him to vote for them, because he had no field organization to speak of, not because they saw an ad about him on TV, because he had no money for ads until just very recently. Democratic voters are high information voters. They looked at Bernie Sanders. They looked at Joe Biden. They said Joe Biden is the better guy to beat Donald Trump. And the fact that Sanders did so much worse this year than 2016 suggests that a lot of his 2016 vote was an anti-Hillary vote. Hmm.
Sanders obviously did not have a good night last night. He has not made any comments yet. And some Democrats are saying this race is basically over at this point. We spoke with South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn last night. And here's what he had to say about Sanders staying in the race.
I think it is time for us to shut this primary down. It's time for us to cancel the rest of these debates, because you don't do anything but get yourself in trouble if you continue this contest.
What about that, Mara? And what are you expecting to hear from Sanders?
Well, Sanders will talk later today. There's a big debate about whether it's a good idea to stop everything now or not. Ro Khanna, the congressman from California, who's a big Bernie supporter, said today on CNN that Sanders should certainly stay in until the next debate. You know, sometimes pulling out too soon isn't good. In 2008, Hillary and Barack Obama went on and on and on. And even though it was a long slog, they laid down infrastructure in all those later primary states that helped them in the general election, helped Obama win in the general election. 2016, it was a little different. It was a more bitter primary. But I think the bigger question now, not so much as when does Sanders drop out, is how does Biden incorporate Bernie Sanders' passion? Last night, he did offer him an olive branch towards Bernie Sanders supporters. That's just a start. But how does he acknowledge that Sanders was onto something, that Sanders understood that young people need jobs that will allow them to pay for housing, health care, education, and retirement, or they need help from the government to pay for those things? So Biden needs to address that. He doesn't have to come up with the exact same solutions as Sanders, you know, government-run health care, but he has to address it in a meaningful way going forward.
But many of Sanders supporters are furious. They claim that the Democratic National Committee conspired against Sanders, tried to make it more difficult for him to get the nomination because they didn't think that he could win against President Trump. What have you been hearing from Sanders supporters?
Well, that's really interesting, because that was the argument last time that the DNC put a thumb on the scale for Clinton against Sanders. I'm not hearing as much of that from the Sanders campaign or from Sanders himself. You know, the DNC spent 4 years trying to convince Sanders that this time would be different. It wouldn't be rigged. It would be fair. And I do think this time there's no evidence that the DNC intervened. It seems like Sanders has lost these primaries fair and square. But yes, we do see from polling that large numbers of Sanders supporters say they will not vote for the Democratic nominee unless it's Sanders. So they're a little bit more resistant to coming together. I think the answer to that is the cue is people are going to take their cue from Bernie Sanders. Is he going to say it was a fair fight and he's ready to come together? He does say at every stop, I'll be there for Joe, and I know Joe will be there for me if I'm the nominee.
If Sanders stays in, the calendar doesn't look great for him. Next week, Illinois, Florida, Ohio, Georgia coming up the week after that. What are you seeing? And, you know, does Sanders have anything good on the calendar coming up?
Yes, it's hard to see a path ahead for him given the states that you just listed, especially Florida, which is a very big state. state, not just big in terms of delegates for Democrats, but it's a battleground state for November that Democrats would really like to be competitive in. And his praise for Fidel Castro has caused a backlash among Democrats in Florida, not just Hispanic Democrats, but other Democrats. So he's way behind in the polls in Florida. Now, if we've learned anything in this primary, it's that there can be big unexpected curves in the road. So this race isn't done yet, but it is hard to see Sanders' path.
Mara, just briefly, how do you think coronavirus is affecting this race?
One way it's affecting it is that the candidates are canceling rallies. And also, it helps Joe Biden make the argument that at this time of crisis, we need calm, steady, serious presidential-style leadership. I think he's been helped by people's fear about corona. Big question, of course, is does President Trump decide to cancel some of his rallies?
Mm-hmm. That is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, thanks.
Thank you.